conversation recorded on January 30th, 2013 at 15:57 on Channel 9.
Brown County Communications, Judy.
Yeah, Judy, his buddy.
Hey.
Is Beth there?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Hey, did I tell you I was clear of that McDown Road call?
I don't think so.
My mind's about shot this afternoon. Anyway, I'm clear of that McDown Road call.
You guys are done out there?
Vicki and I are.
Okay.
And, we're heading back to Georgetown, almost back to town.
I take it she was in the car?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You think the car's been there a long time?
Yep.
All along?
Yeah, don't tell Tabby or anything.
I'm not going to. Hell no.
None of the squad members or anything, because they'll probably tell her. We want to wait until the family's notified.
Right.
You know?
I wouldn't say a word. I don't say anything that goes on in here.
Oh, I know. Hey, did I ask you, is Beth there?
He said.
I don't remember if I did or not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hang on.
Yeah. Thanks.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Booty. Is
depressing.
Vicki doing okay?
She's better. She's pretty upset, but she's better than she was.
Okay.
Hey, what did Dr. Varnow say when you guys called her?
Nothing. She's always very upbeat and chipper and takes the information, confirms it as we go along, and then she just goes.
She give him any idea how long it's going to be before she gets there?
No, she didn't, but I just got off the phone with her, giving her directions from T. McNown and Yaki.
Oh, she's coming in on Yaki?
Well, I guess she went ahead to back up the information I gave her. She tried to put the address and the GPS on her phone, and it took her to T. McNown.
Oh.
So when she got to where it turns into Yaki and never found the address.
Yeah.
She called me back.
Oh,
so I
brother.
Just finished giving her directions, go cut across the through Arnheim, told her to come down the other end. So she should be there before too long.
Yeah. We were kind of looking for her coming back from Georgetown here. Never did see her.
Yeah.
She better have her a four-wheel drive or she's got a heck of a hike involved.
I told her that you guys even had trouble getting there with your four-wheel drive, so I told her because Buddy told me to.
Yeah,
so.
Good. So. Okay, this will be interesting.
Good. Yeah.
All righty.
Well, I just kind of worried about Vixen because I know some part of her kind of knew.
I know.
You know, just had that gut feeling.
Yeah.
All this time, bless her heart, I think she was hoping she'd be wrong. And I just was worried about her.
Yeah, true.
All right, Budro.
Hey, thanks. You guys did a great job. Thank you.
Well, thank you, buddy. All right.
Hey, I was telling Buddy Moore when we left there. I spent more time with them today than I did in the village.
Yeah. Bring back memories.
Three calls in a row.
Hey, at least you got to go to back up fun people like Buddy.
Yeah,
a bunch of newbies that you didn't even get to know very well. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. When I called Buddy to say, well, that guy's out there with a shotgun, he's like, and it's nice, okay. And I thought, see, that's what I'm used to. I miss that.
Yeah.
I miss our team badly.
I know it.
All right, honey.
All righty, dear.
I'll leave you to your unfortunate duties, and let me know if you need anything.
I sure will. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
End of recording.